The president told NBC's Tim Russert what has been obvious for months, that he was wrong in insisting that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, the basis on which he sold the war to his countrymen. But he said he did not take the nation to war under false pretenses, adding, "I based my decision on the best intelligence possible." Unfortunately, the record suggests that the real failures were not in intelligence, but in the way the president and his top officials manipulated or ignored U.S. intelligence to win support for the war that Bush's first Secretary of the Treasury, Paul O'Neill, said top officials advocated from the moment of Mr. Bush's arrival in office. As for our intelligence, in September of 2002, the Defense Intelligence Agency issued a report stating there is no reliable information on whether Iraq has chemical weapons. Yet that same month, Donald Rumsfeld told Congress the opposite. Rumsfeld said, falsely, "We do know that the Iraqis have chemical and biological weapons of mass destruction, and we do know they are currently pursuing nuclear weapons." Evidence abounds that intelligence was influenced by the White House political agenda. Dick Cheney visited the CIA several times before the war with face-to-face meetings with Iraq analysts. This is the same Cheney who, like other Bush advisors, had advocated the war for years before Bush was elected. One former Marine counterintelligence officer in a position to know says people in top positions cherry-picked intelligence for the most damning and often least reliable tidbits and produced alarming conclusions about Iraq's threats, claims the CIA never supported. As columnist Nicholas Kristof put it so memorably, the White House officials from the president down warned us that unless we went to war, we risked a mushroom cloud at home. Just 8 months ago, President Bush said, "We've found the weapons of mass destruction." He referred to two mobile labs, which later were found to have no relationship at all to weapons of mass destruction. The United States followed Mr. Bush to war because the White House repeatedly peddled such fiction to a trusting nation. Mr. Bush said last March, "Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leave no doubt that the Iraqis continue to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised." Our former CIA weapons inspector, David Kaye, says that statement was rot. And Secretary of State Colin Powell says that had he known this, he's not sure he would have backed the war. For George W., this is what his father used to call finding yourself in deep political doo-doo. What to do? Why, you form a bipartisan national commission to look into the matter. The commission has three problems. One, it won't focus on the administration's handling of intelligence from Iraq. Two, it's made up of men who lack hands-on intelligence experience. And three, it has been ordered to keep silent about its conclusions until after the November election. This is Les O'Coin.